USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans leaning on Democrats who control the U.S. House to back off investigations on President Trump after Special Counsel Robert Mueller concluded there was no evidence of collusion or conspiracy between Russia and members of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. U.S. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham puts it this way.
The bottom line here is that Mueller has looked at this for 2.5 years. He's concluded that no one on the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians and that the facts regarding obstruction were insufficient. Therefore, there is no way you could prosecute a case if the prosecutor is unsure.
Meanwhile, House Democrats are turning their sights to health care and a bill to lock in protections for people with pre-existing medical conditions after the administration says it wants to see the entire elimination of Obamacare. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
The latest report on the most stolen cars is out. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The new study for drivingtests.org ranks Nissan's new Altima as the most stolen new car on the market. The study ranks the Honda Civic the absolute favorite among car thieves. Thieves make off with about 45,000 of them each year, slightly more than Honda Accords. They have different tastes in different parts of the nation, though. Honda Accords are the most stolen vehicles on the East Coast, while Ford and Chevy pickups are the favorites for thieves in the South and the Midwest.
In Chicago, an angry Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to charges being dropped against Empire actor Jesse Smollett.
This is without a doubt a whitewash of justice.
Smollett insists he never lied to police or prosecutors.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The battle over health care has resumed in Washington.
The Republican Party will soon be known as the party of health care. You watch.
Health care back center stage after a major reversal from the Trump administration. The Justice Department now calling for the entire Affordable Care Act to be eliminated. Today, Democrats announcing a new plan protecting those with pre-existing conditions.
In this House, with a Democratic majority, we're here to strengthen those protections and to lower health care costs.
Striking down the Affordable Care Act would put health care in jeopardy for millions of Americans.
Apple is moving into the content business. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
New services announced at a big event on Monday at its Cupertino, California headquarters. Among those, Apple TV Plus, the company's new subscription platform for original TV programming. Also, Apple CEO Tim Cook announced a new subscription service called Apple News Plus.
I love the feeling of being at the newsstand with all those beautiful and thought-provoking magazines covering so many topics. Well, today, we're bringing magazines to Apple News. All of these magazines come to life in an all-new service that we call Apple News Plus.
For $9.99 a month, you get access to more than 300 magazines and newspapers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.